Hello, you goobers. My name is Sean Evans, and this is a podcast where we talk just to talk. Today, I have a special guest. I have guests, plural. I got some people in the audience,
whatever you want to call it. Don't worry about them.
got a good friend here today, new friend. His name is Derek. Derek, introduce yourself.
What's up, buddy? What's up to all the subscribers and viewers? I am here today to give you guys some spontaneous details about my life.
Agreed. And like I said earlier, it seems like I know you, but it also seems like I don't know you at all. You just tried Orgain Clean Nutrition with the highest quality ingredients. You can use my code TEAMSEAN to get 10% off when you check out. And what do you think about it?
Yes, sir. You better fucking check that shit out right now because that thing tastes fire. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm about to pick something right now instead of the Corona.
Good.
But anyways.
So yeah, let's dive deep. Where are you from? What are you doing? What keeps you sane? I know you're on a journey just like all of us here.
We're all on a journey, bro. All right, well, I'm from up north. I'm from New York and New Jersey, both of them. My journey is basically just trying to work my ass off to make sure my mom and my little brothers are good. We struggled through a lot as I was young, and we lost a lot. My mom started doing good at one point, and her boyfriend decided to steal all our money, and we lost our house and cars.
So, yeah, you mentioned this, and the way this guy did it was kind of strategic.
Yep.
In an evil way.
And I felt it coming, so it was not something like... It got me by surprise.
Yeah. So, it got you by surprise.
No, it didn't. Because I felt it coming. You get me? So, we lost everything. We were struggling for a bit. We ended up coming to Florida and started working my ass off. I found a job. I started working for 3 years. I was the youngest one in all of Florida to run a warehouse.
You said this warehouse was like pretty big.
Yeah, it was one of the biggest ones in Florida and Atlanta. Wow. Run the biggest warehouse in, so for the industry is called BrandSmart. So basically I was running the web cage. They were trying to build me up to everything. People were trying to get me fired, obviously, because, you know, that's just how it is. When people work longer than
they see
somebody
else. And
they see
you doing good, they don't want to see you do good.
Exactly. Yeah, so shit happens. But I saved enough money to help out my mom, take her out of everything, and I ended up quitting and starting my own company.
Which is
one of the truck companies that we're actually trying to start up right now is Dispatch. And I have another one started up with my other brother. We're doing a truck company for moving things, for furniture companies and stuff like that, all up in Jersey, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Boston. And now we have one starting up in Lower East Side of New York.
Are you trying to expand, or would you like to
stay in the north? I'm expanding to Florida. I'm expanding to Los Angeles. I'm trying to expand to Texas as well.
It's Texas, something huh?
Especially Texas, because it's one of the major states that include that type of industry that can, you know,
without a doubt,
attract more truck drivers, because there's more land, more routes to go into other spaces. You get me?
Yeah, I have a feeling with everything that you've told me, I feel like you're going to be bringing two businesses to every city.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring two or more.
The moving company or your media company, is that okay to call it that?
Yes, sir.
I mean, places like Los Angeles, places like Austin, where I'm from, shout out to you natives, keep Austin weird.
Yeah.
But that's good. I mean, you're about to head to Los Angeles soon.
Yes, sir, next week.
And you've told me, but you know, for the listeners out there, what exactly, why are you going to Los Angeles?
Los Angeles, we have a big opportunity to run a rally through the canyons for Lamborghini, Ferrari, and Pagani. Do it for all the manufacturers in the world, supercars especially. So if we get some clients from there, that can possibly give us the publicity we need to, you know, start up the company and make it bigger and just get known more. And that's what we're aiming for. And then also it's my birthday, so I'm trying to have some fun.
Yes, sir. You
know, Venice Beach, get wasted.
You've been to California before.
Yeah, right? I've been there before.
You've been up to San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
San Francisco is beautiful.
Dude, I love
it's unique.
San Francisco.
It's
Mill Valley,
unique.
Napa Valley, you know, man.
Mm-hmm. It's freaking unique, bro.
So your goal is to expand with this company, the moving company, along with your media company.
Yeah.
But what's the end game? What are you trying to do?
The end game is for me to be set, my family to be set. That way I don't have to worry about if this happens, something happens, my family's fucked up and they can't pay their bills. Right now, I'm in the situation that I'm okay with that. I'll pay everything and I'm good. I'm still able to pay my bills. As long as that's okay, you know, and that's happening, I'm good.
And what inspired this? You and I, we spoke about this earlier.
My mom's been through a lot. My mom's been through abuse. My mom's been through losing everything. My mom's been through taking care of 3 kids by herself. Mm-hmm. She's been my mom and dad since I was little. I have my dad. My dad, I respect him, but he has his family as well. You get me?
Do you guys stay in contact?
Yes, yeah. All the time. That man's my best friend, but my mom is the one person I respect no matter what. That's the reason I got this tattoo with her name in it.
Jennifer.
Yes.
It's a badass tattoo.
Dang, appreciate it, bro.
Man.
But yeah, it's just, and she's an idol in my life, and everything I'm doing, I'm going to do it for her, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So.
Family first, right?
Always.
Were you always like that?
Always.
Be honest. You were always like that.
Always, because as a young kid, I raised my 2 little brothers, because my dad was in obviously in our life, you know, living in our everyday life. And then my little brother is a different dad. So his dad was a piece of shit. Disrespected my mom, abused my mom. That's when I had to beat the living shit out of him. Almost got arrested.
Now, when you beat the living shit out of him, it was with the cast, right?
Oh, yeah.
See, I think that's
funny. The reason why I train every single martial arts.
Yeah.
Because I can use anything I can to beat the living fuck out of you.
Yeah. It's security.
It's security, and it's just to protect me and my family. You get me? I don't use it for any other substance. Or
you know, a lot of people, they're not really close with their family, and I get it. Some shit happens. And, you know, it's different, especially when it comes to people who are part of different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I was talking to Joseph in the podcast that we did earlier today, you know, I just
moved. No, that man is full of surprises.
Dude, it's crazy. I just moved in, you know, with my dad. I've been talking to you guys about it.
Yeah.
And it's very strange because I haven't really been a part of his life for 20 freaking years. And now for once in my life, it's like the whole idea of eventually wanting to have a family. It's come into my life. And it's a positive thing. And also it's like, you know, families become like so important. And
listen,
and wasn't always
like that.
I'll tell
you one thing. Family is always going to be important. That's my family. You're my family.
Most important thing, bro.
Everybody, because when you're downfall, the people that are actually there for you, that's your family.
But that's they the have people. To be there for you even if they want to.
Exactly.
And vice versa, you have to be there for them even if you don't want to. It's
exactly.
Just, you know what I mean? Family is going to be there regardless. Yeah. So that's one thing you gotta take care of regardless.
I mean, it's definitely unknown territory for me, you know, to be close to family or to anyone, but...
Oh, tell me about it. I've lived my whole life just me, my mom, and my little brothers. My mom's family, we don't really speak to because they have money and, you know, they're very different than us. We'd rather you just earn our money and stuff like that.
Where is your family from? I know you lived up north, but...
Yeah, I lived from up north, but originally I'm from Dominican Republic. And also from Spain, from Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you lived here your whole life?
Lived here my whole life. I lived in about 7 different states my whole life.
Yeah, so maybe not that many, but yeah, it's been about the same. You know, when people say, where are you from?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
I say from up north. That's where I was born.
I mean, because like, but I don't really go to Georgia, you know, but
yeah,
I was born there.
Yeah, I'm not born from there. I don't go back.
Yeah.
I'll say, yeah, I live in Florida. Miami is my spot. That's my home.
Mm-hmm.
But where I was born, that's Jersey and New York. So.
When you say born, you mean literally, not...
Literally born.
Metaphorically speaking.
Exactly. Not literally.
Because I feel like, you know, although I was born in, you know, a small town called Brunswick, Georgia, never been there, but I like to say Texas is my home.
You know? Hold on this time.
Music live capital of the world, baby.
Okay, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely want to go back. My brother's still there. And it's still growing. Beautiful town, you know? Beautiful city.
Dude, I can imagine.
You've been to Austin? Yeah.
I've been to Austin very many times. When I went to Irving, Texas, we had to pass by Austin. So it's pretty beautiful over there.
Yeah, he'll come. My mom right now is in Houston.
That way, you said that way. But yeah.
And what about you, man? Introduce yourself. Let's talk.
What's up? My name is Ahmad Dedin. I'm from Palestine, or you call it Jerusalem. Mostly known here in the U.S. as Israel. But yeah, I'm a Palestinian, so to say.
How do you say what's up in your native language?
Marhaba, kif halak?
Say it again.
Marhaba.
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 Kif.
Kif.
Halak.
And now all you gotta say is Jala Habibi.
That means hi, how are you?
Cool.
Appreciate.
Would you ever go back?
I would love to go back. Not to live there, but to visit.
What are your thoughts on everything that's going on? And I don't really know too much about your country.
My thoughts would be a little bit biased. Went through a little too many things that, you know, that will make it biased. It's gonna be biased, so I wouldn't state it. You know, I don't want to get too political here.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, is like both sides have to come to an agreement to where
both. What's sides, the religion over there?
There you could find Jews, you could find Christians, mostly. You could find Muslims. Mostly, it's between Muslims or Jews, because, like, you know, now it's half half. Well, not even. Israel took the most part.
Yeah, they took
over. You know, so yeah. Like Palestine is basically considered the West Bank, whatever is left of it, and Gaza, the Gaza Strip. That's about it.
What surrounds it? Because I'm geographically ignorant.
So it's around Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in Asia. That's where the Dead Sea is. That's what a Dead Sea is, yeah.
Damn. The Dead Sea being a sea that is dead.
Being the saltiest sea on the planet.
Right.
Having the most salt, no sea life lives there. And if you were to just go in there, you would just float. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's how much salt there it is. Like, you see a whole, like, on certain parts of it, you would see, like, mountains of salt. Just washing up on shore, because it builds salt up over time. Yeah. You see, like, little mountains, little salt and shit. It's pretty weird.
That's pretty cool,
but it's
though.
Crazy. They say the mud from that beach is one of the healthiest natural things to ever put on your skin.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Why haven't you been back? You said it's been some time since you returned, and why? Is it because it's expensive, obviously, or are you afraid?
No. Not that I'm afraid. It is a little bit expensive, though. Not going to lie. You know, just a ticket itself costs around $1,500. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. But I haven't been back, mostly because, like, I'm still in the process of getting my papers and whatnot. And, yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's just...
No. It's totally, like, you know what I mean? I'm shut up. You know?
Is it difficult? Right now,
the process?
Difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
Do you think they make it difficult for you?
Extremely.
Yeah.
For I don't know what reason, you know, it's like I don't know why do you have to restrict imaginary borders so much, you know what I mean? Like, that border doesn't, it really exists. You just create something inside, yeah. And then you just go by it, you know? It just doesn't make sense. Or name a land and restrict, like, a person from having the title of belonging to that land so much for some reason. Mm-hmm. Does it make sense?
How long did you live there for?
Back home?
Mm-hmm.
I lived there my whole life. I moved here 9 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
How old are you?
20.
20?
Yeah. So I lived there 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You still have people you stay in contact over there? And
no,
how is the virus affecting them?
See, at first, because it's like, especially in Palestine itself, the state of Palestine, whatever you want to call it, itself, it's so closed off, so not too many people go in and not too many people go out. So at first, it was like okay,
they're not very social, or
not very so. They're not very social. They're not allowed to do so much. Everything is so controlled there. Meaning, like, the Israeli government controls when you get water, when you get electricity, whatever. They cut it off. You only get water once a week in the middle of winter when everything is freezing, and, like, we get snow there. You know what I mean? Like, they will cut the electricity off. If you have central heating, you're fucked.
Damn.
You know what I mean? It's super bad. That's what kind of living through occupation is like. You know, I don't want to get too much into it. But yeah.
Wow.
What did you learn? I know I spoke to Joseph about this, and you probably recall. But the cultural shock. What was the first thing you noticed that was different here than when it was when you were living in Pakistan?
Palestine.
Palestine.
You're good, you're good. it's the beard topic.
Keep it going.
We have a corona.
It's all right. Exactly. So I guess this culture was so much of a cultural shock for me at first than it would have been the culture, like the other way around, like with Joseph. You know what I mean? For Joseph, this culture was a normal norm. You know, like, and to him, Cuba was like, oh wow, that's a whole different culture there. To me, yeah. It's the complete opposite. This was like the complete different culture, and there was.
In what way, though?
In a sense,
obviously, perspective has changed.
Yeah, because I'm not understanding this.
In a sense of like, okay, I wouldn't be able to drink so much there because you know drinking is super frowned upon.
Really?
Yeah.
How can you drink down there?
You really can't unless you go to like to the Christian parts of town, which are really far. Yeah. Where I used to live, I was raised Muslim, right? Where I used to live was super Muslim, so like not many people drank, right? So, but you will find beer bottles here and there, like on top of the mountain, you know what I mean, and at that little cliff and whatnot. So that's about it. Oh, so so that's what it is. But what else?
The way people will treat each other.
Yes, there everyone knows everybody. So for example, if you were walking down the street or whatnot, and let's say your third house neighbor sees you doing something stupid or whatnot, and they're like, "Yo, that little dumb motherfucker shouldn't be doing that," right? They could come up to you and give you like whoop your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And they send your ass home, like, "Yo, go tell your mom I whoop your ass because you did this and that. I'm not fucking mad about it." You know what I mean? They don't care. And then when your parents hear about it, they'd be like, "Yo, that motherfucker had the complete right to beat your ass for doing so." You know what I mean? So it's that type of thing. Everyone knows each other.
That's cool. It's very personal, and you know. I know people
especially in a refugee in refugee camp. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, you're fine. Refugee camp.
Damn. Yeah. There, everyone knows each other, you know? They just moved there. They started living there in tents, and they built houses where the tents were. And now they grew to have generations that came out of that. You know? It's pretty crazy.
It's very strange how refugee camps, along with the homelessness, you know, when I went to Austin to visit my brother, who I hadn't seen for 7 years, you know, Austin or Texas in general, the governor has allowed all the homeless to, which is kind of dope, but it allows all the homeless to chill wherever the fuck they want to chill.
Okay.
They can go wherever they want to go with the tent, cardboard box, whatever you want to call it. You know, and I remember we were driving and I just like literally looked to the right and a whole median was just all these homeless people and I was just like we're in 2020, you know? And I'm always so curious because
it really shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
Like, we're too much advanced as a race to have such a low problem. But then again,
yeah,
people don't think.
Was there a lot of poverty there?
There was. See, like I was telling you, living in a refugee camp itself is poverty.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? So, like, you, like I was telling you, you can only get water on certain days of the week, certain electricity. You know?
Really?
Yeah. Like full running water. Or else, basically, imagine just opening the faucet and like just barely a small drizzle coming up. That'd be like 5 days out of the week or 6 days out of the week most of the time. And when they do give you water, they give it to you very weak and it's not even hot water. It's for you to shower, wash your clothes, or whatever you gotta do. So you're basically struggling.
Hablo en español, amigo.
¿Para qué?
Solamente.
Este tipo de árabe, no hablo. Sí, de verdad, right? Like, yo hablo un poco español,
pero... Él habla un polvo. Le enseñé.
Quiere hablar español ahora, ¿pa' qué? ¿Pa' qué?
¿Por qué, amigo? Hay personas allá que hablan español.
Ok. ¿Cuántos tres personas hablan español? Like, no más. Yeah. ¿Cuál? Ellas no entienden. Ya la vi. Yo, all the English viewers are gonna be like, "Yo, what the fuck is
saying?" Canceled.
Hey, yo,
Now all you gotta hit him with the pop-up
this. We're gonna hit you with the headphone subtitles. Like, we're gonna put the subtitles somehow in your brain, and it's just like you're gonna see them in your eyes. You know what I mean?
Yo, did we make cookies?
Bro,
yo, them cookies are fucked.
It's not really like a cookie, it's more like a
brownie?
Then
that is
go check
even
on
better.
It. Like, you guys checked on it 30 minutes
it
ago,
out.
Yo.
Check it
out. Nah, that bitch is still burning, bro.
Wait, is there a cookie or not?
There's a cookie cake. There's like a puff pastry upstairs.
That sounds
bring
amazing.
Bring the motherfucker down.
Well, where are you from? Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're good.
Jesus
you're
Christ. Good. Sorry, you goobers. Sucks. We've had a few coronas. And
let's not throw numbers out there,
dude. This feels like we've been at this for an hour, but it's only 20 minutes.
Yeah, right.
That ass. I felt that shit was an hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
Yo, if we throw numbers about how many coronas we drank, they're gonna start dropping like links to AA to AA meetings and shit. You know what I mean?
Those cookies were in the oven for a good 45 minutes.
All right, so since we're a little baracho.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have any questions for us? Any drunk questions that we can answer,
maybe? Yeah, you guys should
maybe
throw something out.
All right, you guys come up with it. Let's keep the conversation going. You know, I haven't done a podcast in a long time. I did a solo session about 3 weeks ago. And like I told you earlier, I don't really like to look at the analytics, but it's doing good.
Yo, I'm super glad that it is, and I'm super honored to be even a guest on it. Bro, like, dude, back to like we were talking earlier with the on the podcast with Joseph,
yeah.
How he said like they're one of the most hardworking people and whatnot. Back
yeah.
to where he saw in Cuba.
The Cubans, yeah.
Same thing over there, bro. Same thing over there. Over there, like, I don't know how it is here. Here in Florida, it's super weird, super fucking flat. Like, it pisses me off.
What do you mean?
Like, there's no mountains. There's nothing. You know, I hate it. Back home, I'm
it's below sea level.
Exactly. So back home, I'm used to running on mountains, you know what I mean? Like having steep slopes and whatnot, seeing mountains and whatnot. So that looks pretty cool to me. I used to just run through them, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go on out on a mountain on a horse and whatnot, just come back a few hours later.
Have you only been to Florida?
I've been to North Carolina, Georgia, and that's about it.
Yeah?
What the fuck is
really?
That? Yeah.
Damn, man.
Sup,
you gotta
bro?
Get out there, boy.
I know, bro, but I'm kind of like trapped doing shit with my old boy most of the time, or doing shit for the fam, doing shit for, like working for myself or whatnot. So, like, I don't have much time.
There's never a perfect time. You believe that?
No, I don't. That's why I get up and leave up out of nowhere most of the time. Like, when I moved up here to St. Augustine, it was literally after Joey's party.
Spontaneously.
Dude, we were drinking, getting fucked up after his birthday, and I told him, like, on the drive home, I was like, oh, I'm going to St. Augustine today. Yeah. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, I'm moving up there. Straight up. And then, like, Matt's dad came and picked me up straight from when he came from the airport, and we came up here. Super crazy, dude.
Yeah. Life moves quick.
Yeah. And then when I moved out, I was like, damn, do I really have to move out? Got stuck down there. I was like, oh, shit. I got to move out now. Because my dad just said, oh, he's staying down here. He got a job. And I was like, what the fuck? Next thing you know, I got a job down there. I was like, wow. Crazy, bro. But.
Cheers to that.
Hell yeah. Still trying to, like, I'm trying to still get the fuck out of Miami. I would love to go back.
Where would you
here.
Go if you could?
Okay, it's like hot and trending.
Right now, like, we were talking about it.
Okay.
Last night, I'd love to go, like, start or, like, buy a piece of land and start, like, cultivating on it a little bit here and there.
Generalize it. We won't tell them. Don't tell them.
Yeah. You know? So, that's about it.
Start. You know, I mentioned that to my dad today because, you know, he and I, we've been talking about starting that food truck in about three or four years, and you know, starting the food truck, working
I honestly admire how you can give yourself such a like a big timeline. Like I really envy that.
What
for
do you
some
mean?
Reason
what do you mean?
Like, you know how you said how you could think ahead for 3-4 years later. I can't, like, I could think ahead for it, I could envision it, but most of my actions will be based upon a 3 or 6 month time period.
It's kind of like the long term, like you'll hit checkpoints along the way. But it's just like, I'd like to end up there. Like how you said, it's you aim for a certain destination.
You gotta aim big, 100%. You gotta aim big, yeah. But, you know what I mean? I could think years ahead, but most of my actions wouldn't be based on years ahead thinking. If that makes any sense.
No, that makes sense. You know, I know some people who have like their whole life planned out. I'm like, how the hell do you do that? I mean, within reason. It's not like day to day sort of thing, but I can't imagine. You know, I was working at this place, and it was Lowe's, and I was just, you know, they had me moving heavy shit.
Uh huh.
You know, because I'm the tall guy. And you know, I was helping this old
guy.
Yeah, this old Navy seaman or whatever. And I was helping him load something, and he said, you know, what do you do? And I told him what I wanted to do, and he said, wow, it's good. And I said, what about you? And he said, well, you
so know, what is it exactly they want to do? I don't know if you really said that on the podcast, but like,
I really want to make movies. I want to direct them. I want to write screenplay, and yeah, a bunch of things. Get into different businesses, entrepreneurship, you know.
So you basically would like to show people your thought process, or like the image that's in your head.
Like an extension of myself. Yeah,
it's pretty nice. It's pretty great. You know, you could
get in some way or the other. You know, yeah.
Hell yeah.
But just like, you know, Derek was saying, you got to start small. And it's just like the book that, you know, I've been reading, I've been telling you about, the one thing, narrowing down your distractions,
you
to focus on one thing.
Platform yourself before you start anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always platform yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Start little.
Hell yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You got to aim big, but you got to start as little as possible.
You aim big, you got to fail right away.
So, like, the loss wouldn't be too big, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened to me?
Went to see. Bro,
yo, time is moving super slow. Are we talking super slow? Like, are you gonna be like the viewers are gonna be like, yo, these motherfuckers are drunk.
I'm just gonna title it "Drunk Conversations."
Yeah,
it'll be the first one. I haven't done one yet.
So. Yes, you should create a series like that, where people, if let's say for example, certain guests, you know, eventually you'll have certain guests with their own lines of liquor and whatnot.
That's true.
So maybe you would like, yo, come promote this on a podcast while you and I talk and get to know each other. We'll get to sip on your drink.
Yeah,
and you
bro.
And I get to fucked up on a drunk series. You feel me?
That's good. I like that.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's the goal, man. I want to work.
Hold on.
I want to work with good companies.
Yes, you're right. You're super right. But that a foot just touched me. I'm
yo, did you guys make cookies or not?
Like, I'm gonna burn her foot off.
They make some bootleg cookies.
I want to try some. Is there any left?
Sir, look at this next to you. Sir, look
wow.
What's touching
what the fuck?
I know, right? It's an alien.
Stop.
It's an alien creature thing.
Let's walk a little bit.
Ah, stop.
No. Yes, sir. Let's walk. You want to go walk?
Oh boy.
Take a piece.
Hey. You made it.
No, I don't know you like that. You're putting your feet on me and stuff.
Take that shit. It's pretty cool.
Who
cool.
Cares?
There's a lot of
it's on it's in the
what? Ever.
Jesus.
Am I wrong?
Yo.
Well.
You sexual harassment on a podcast. I like it. Whoa. Stop touching me with them tangs, bro. Dog, you're touching me with her. Anklets or whatever those things are called, bro.
Then don't sit there.
No, your alien tentacles. Keep your alien tentacles away from me. What you call them?
Feet?
That's what they're called here? Or human, the human language?
Yes.
Get your alien tentacles out of here.
Relájate, amigo. Vamos.
Please don't. Ask nicely. But, yo, what is this? Oh, this is the Oregon Sport Protein? I've heard about this, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys try this?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Is it really good?
It's fucking massive.
Yo, I really heard it's really good.
You were telling
me about it earlier.
Yeah, clean nutrition with the, what do you call it? Oh, yeah, that's right. Highest quality ingredients.
Dude, reading the ingredients list, bro, it looks, dude, organic pea protein, organic brown rice, chia seeds, organic fiber. Was that the drink you had earlier that we were sipping on? Oh, I don't know if I tried it, bro.
You see this shit?
It looks like chocolate milk, not gonna lie to you.
There we go. Stop fucking pressing buttons.
What the fuck? It tastes like that, you know the chocolate milk mix? The one that comes in the yellow box? I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, yeah, Nesquik?
Nesquik, there you go. That's what that is. It has
like
organic cherries in it. We took some cherries earlier, but they weren't organic. Oh shit!
No.
Dude, this seems pretty great.
I mean, it's a good company. I started using them when I decide that, you know, I'm just done with milk, mostly. You know, I'll have some cookies every now and again, but, you know, I couldn't drink milk or anything. And I started drinking this. And then I reached out to them, and I said, hey, you know, blah, 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 one thing led to another, and then they said, we'd like to sponsor you. I said, wow. And so now I can make money every time someone buys it.
Wow, that's pretty great, dude.
Yeah, and...
is it all plant-based?
It's all plant-based. They have keto options and even nutritional shakes for kids.
No way. So all the people that are vegan and whatnot, they don't like dairy products, or like the people are lactose intolerant, they could really have this?
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy because, I mean, it's one thing to go plant-based, you know? A lot of companies go plant-based, but it's not always great.
I've actually been thinking about going plant-based for a while now.
But I eat meat.
I love my steak. For some reason, I just can't get too far away from it, bro. You know, like medium rare.
It's burgers for me, man. It's like bison burgers. I was vegan for a year, and I could not.
How did that go?
It was interesting. Changed my perspective on how to cook and how to do research when it came to like your health and, you know.
You pressed B, didn't you?
It was good.
So, but now, like, you still kind of consume superfoods after, like, or were you even consuming superfoods?
I mean, I tried, what's it called?
Boom.
I know sweet potatoes is a superfood, but there's like another supplement that's a superfood, I forget.
Jackfruit?
Is that
the big thing that he broke? I've never had jack.
No, I think I've tried it once before, but yeah, it is what it is. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people tell me, like, dude, it doesn't smell good, but it tastes a little bit better than it smells. So I'm like, imagine you just walking out the grocery store with something like twice the size of you. You know, fucking a 16 pound jackfruit. Bro, like, dog, they're serious, bro. Fucking jackfruit are huge.
Bro, this man said a 16-pound jackfruit.
Oh, no. They exist.
You got any jokes? Huh? You have any jokes? Come on.
I see, when you put me on a spot like that, I can't really, really, really be funny. You know what I mean?
Just Maggie?
Maggie
Bianca.
Why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
Because he didn't have the guts.
Everybody
knows this one. It's still a good joke, Maggie.
Maggie, what's heavier, a pound of cotton or a pound of stone? What's heavier, a pound of cotton or a pound of stone?
Cotton.
A pound of cotton is heavier than a pound of stone?
No, they're both a pound.
Oh, wow. Someone did their homework. Good job. Good job. She said a pound of cotton.
Good job.
It'll be a lot more cotton than stone, but it'll be the same weight.
What's the similarity, the comparison? It's like a feather and what? Nobody? Anybody?
Huh?
What is it?
It's like a feather and something else. It's like something like that.
A bird and a feather flock together.
Huh?
A bird and a feather flock together.
A bird and a feather
flock together?
So like,
sound like a fucking that was pretty insane. Yeah. That was pretty dope.
But it doesn't make sense, like, you're the first thing you hang out with.
It's basically like saying, show me who you hang out with, it tells me a lot about you, almost. Mm-hmm. Is the same concept?
Yes.
Okay.
I like that.
Hell yeah, right?
You never put up on that?
No, you learn something new every day.
So like my mom said, like, a bird and a feather flock together. So say the things you have influence, and you hang out with their friends. They're just bad.
Can you say it slower?
A bird and a feather flock together.
That's what I was saying.
A bird of a feather. And a feather.
Oh,
I know.
A bird
I'm
of a feather flock together.
Dude, Derek, let me read.
I don't do that.
Anyway, guys, you know, that about does it. This is the second podcast that we completed today.
Yes, sir.
And we're 34 minutes, and I'd say that's okay for now.
It ain't bad.
Yeah, we'll do more as time comes. I just, you know, like I said, I haven't really posted in like 3 weeks between that and the move. It's been kind of crazy, you know, but...
How was the move? Tell me about the move.
The move has been kind of like a blessing in disguise.
Really? How so?
A blessing in disguise, and what I mean by that is, you know, times are rough for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
But it being a blessing, meaning, you know, I've had the chance to talk to my biological father. And that is strange, and it's a new obstacle for me on a day-to-day basis. But it's also teaching me a lot. It's just a very beautiful thing. It happens every day, just kind of how you said. It's an everyday stride.
May I ask you something?
Sure. Yeah.
Because I feel like we've kind of went through the same thing, but different stages of life.
Sure, Hemi.
So now, like, now that you are kind of living with your biological father, have you ever thought about something as in, like, have you ever, like, have you and him were ever doing something and you've thought about it, like, oh, wow, I've thought about how I didn't have this, or, like, this would might never happen a few years back, and now it's happening. It's crazy.
Yeah,
if that,
you know,
makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, like, today I told him, I said, you know, there's, like, I had this dream. I don't usually remember my dreams, but the dream was that I was in Switzerland and we were in a helicopter. And we were just kind of sightseeing these mountains. And my dad was like, really? You know, I was thinking about renewing my passport to go over there and kind of go on a vacation. Because it's been like probably, you know, for years or whatever. He mentioned that, you know, he was looking into Switzerland the same day that I had this dream.
Wow, that's pretty
and
neat.
We were like, what? You know?
Law of attraction.
Yeah,
dude,
the law of
attraction.
Crazy. Same wavelength, same energy, you know. We get along just fine. I just never really expected it to be anything like this. Never expected my life to consist of, you know, things that it consists of today. But
totally
I can't
agree.
Complain.
So totally felt that, dude. Like, I would have never thought in a million years where I would move from my country to here, to the USA, you know? Like, overnight, you know what I mean? It was super spontaneous, super crazy, and it just happened. So I totally feel that.
Really?
But... yeah, man. Life works in mysterious ways, doesn't it?
It truly does. And I didn't let my dad into my life for a long time, up until very recently. And if you've listened to the podcast, you already know I've spoken about this. But when the virus hit, we all lost our jobs, right?
Yes, sir.
I lost my job. And it was like 4 days after I lost my job, my dad was like, what are you doing? And I said, nothing. I just got laid off. And he was like, well, why don't you work with me? And so we've been working together for like 3 months, 3 or 4 months, doing miscellaneous projects, handyman projects, whatever, whether it's rebuilding a wraparound screen for a patio, or it's plumbing, or it's cutting grass. It's just whatever it
tugging
is.
Tugging it out, hustling it out, bro.
Hustle, yeah. And, you know, between the random projects that we've done together and... you know, just now becoming a part of each other's lives, it's just kind of nice, you know? It's like the perfect iceberg, you know, breaking the ice.
Yeah, dude, completely. It's a super thick iceberg, too, especially going through what you've been through. It's a super thick iceberg. But, yo, bro, you get through it, you know?
Oh, without a doubt.
Day by day, you're chipping a chunk off. So, eventually, you'll get through it, and it wouldn't even feel like that has happened. So... it's super, super good, you know? And look, bro, head props to you, because many people don't even let, you know, like, parents or whatnot come back into their lives or whatnot. You know what I mean? So super props to you, man. Like, you know?
I mean, it took a long-ass time. There was a time where, you know, we talked, we had spoken to each other, and it just didn't really go anywhere, and only because we didn't want it to go anywhere. But now that we're older, you know, we're trying to make amends.
Better now than never, bro.
Better now than never.
Yes, sir. Because
that was you.
As bad as it sounds, one thing that's guaranteed in life is death. As bad as it sounds. You know what I mean? You just want to enjoy your time here with whoever you can before it runs out.
Yeah.
And you never know when that clock runs out. You know what I mean?
Perfectly put. I didn't want to just waste any more time not dealing with the situations that were in front of me, you know? Whether 100%. It was friends, family, but it was just mostly family. And I wanted to take some time to rekindle those relationships if I could.
I felt that. I feel that 100%. That's what I'm in the process of as we speak. Like, we were talking earlier, I wasn't hanging out with you guys because we were going through a family session or whatnot, a family coaching session.
Yeah, that's interesting. What exactly does that pretend? Are you talking to someone you know?
It is someone I... now, me and the person are getting more acquainted, but it just...
it's a professional?
It is a professional, yeah.
Wow.
He has his doctorate, Dr. Sam Heastie. pretty great guy, pretty amazing to talk to. It doesn't even make it feel like it's work or anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, if you can just talk to someone,
that's exactly what it is, you know what I mean? That's literally the trick to it. If you could talk to someone and get them to see certain things throughout the conversation, to help them better their life, that's what that's a trick to life. What's the trick to life is. Excuse me if I'm like stumbling over boy. I'm really kidding. But yeah, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pretty great guy, super easy to talk to. Doesn't even make it feel like work. And like after we're only on the fourth session, but you know, four sessions in, it already feels like he was already part of the family before the fact, you know, before the matter that already happened.
It's just, this is all confidential between the two of you. Just you two.
What do you say confidential? Like, ask more questions. Ask me exactly what you would like me to know.
How do I do this?
Let's see. Like, I guess it would be information that you don't usually disclose to someone. You know, and the reason why, you know, you feel comfortable to disclose it to a professional, like a therapist, is because, you know, it's not like you're going to... I mean, maybe, who knows, you might, but it's not like you're going to sit down and have dinner with them. So it's just like, yeah, sure, I'll tell you whatever you need
That's
to know.
That's what everyone thinks at first, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. That's what everyone thinks at first, that, oh, we're not going to sit down with this person and have dinner. So I could just lay it out. Yo, excuse me. Thank you. I'm sorry. But you feel me? Like, everyone thinks I'm going to lay everything I have out with this person because I would never maybe have dinner with them. But then once you get the ball rolling in that way, you're like, this person is super easy to talk to. I can really express how I'm feeling and they really listen and understand. You know? That's how you start feeling. And eventually you're like, this is a person I would like to keep in my life. Or I would like to keep listening to or hearing their point of views on.
Are we talking about feelings over here?
You know what I mean?
No. Emotion is this?
Diving deep, as usual.
So it's like, it's pretty great. I encourage everyone to at least maybe think about having some kind of a life coach, therapist, psychologist, or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't even have to be a professional relationship. It could be someone of your friends that could be a psychologist or a therapist to you. It's just, it doesn't require much. It just needs a person to listen and give you and have your best interests at heart.
You
know?
One of my favorite professors, he was a psychologist. And his name was Dr. Kramer. This old geezer guy, he had, moved from Boston down to this area. And we had happened to be his first class that he had ever taught in person. Usually he would teach online, you know. But I remember one day we were in class and he said, I recommend therapists, but friends are cheaper.
100%. Real friends are. Yes, sir.
Cheaper, you know. Perfectly put. Yeah.
So that exactly, you would never. A therapist isn't. Why so many people like therapy, or why so many therapists become therapists, is because they're so much of a people person.
I love from the people. Jump. I love people, and I even thought about going back to school for it.
No, just like get used to it.
I don't want to be the stereotypical guy who just goes back to school for some shit just to get a hat or whatever.
There you go.
That's why I want to make movies. Because it's such a challenge, and getting your head into the, you know, getting your foot in the door, that's a challenge.
It's a challenge within itself, yeah.
But
and then also portraying the image in your head to those people is also another challenge.
Oh, you switched?
Exactly. Wow. Same page, definitely. Anyway, amigo, yo quiero fumar. Hacía 45 minutos.
Sí, de verdad.
Usually I'll do about una hora, but introduce yourself, plug yourself, what's going on in your life?
Like I said, my name is Ahmad, also known as Astro by a few people.
By like two, stop playing.
A few people, actually, a lot of people know me as Astro now in Miami too. So yeah, that's just me, and this is...
I am Derek Calcano, T-Money on the spot. But then I'll check you guys out soon. You know, it will be more podcasts in the garage, in the office, in the little sanctuary of everybody.
Man cave, whatever you want to call it.
You guys be safe, man. I'll talk to you soon.
For sure.
Well, with that being said, guys, I just wanted to say thank you for everyone for the feedback. Also, if you can finish the Goobs podcast from start to finish, you're a goober.
You're definitely goober.
You're gooping around, man. Chill out.
keep on
goobing. Stay positive. Stay focused. Surround yourself with good people. Hopefully that helps. I know times are rough, but if you ever need to reach out, you can contact me through email, SeanTEvansOfficial@gmail.com. We'll keep it confidential between you and me. You can also contact me on Instagram at SeanEvansOfficial. And like I said, you know, I plan on doing some more podcast sessions here and there. Hope to complete another solo session this week. But until next time, stay tuned, and we'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.